Nintendo, de Dorio Hanafuda. Holding Nintendo's 1889 origin story in your hands. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. De Dorio is Nintendo's top-grade Hanafuda line, 48 flower cards on thick, lacquer-backed stock, made continuously since the company's 1889 founding as a Kyoto Karuda maker. It is the cheapest object a serious Japanese craft collector can chase that still carries this much meaning. An unbroken living link to the actual origin of the most important company in games. Note that Nintendo revised its Japanese Hanafuda and playing card pricing in 2026. Japan only, effective May 25, which confirms the line is still in active production but means quoted prices may drift upward over time. By the genuine current production, Nintendo De Dorio, not a generic or used 42-card bait deck. I keep a deck of De Dorio on the shelf above my writing desk, and I tell people the same thing every time they ask why a $28 pack of cards sits where a person might keep a Netsuke or a tea bowl. This is where Nintendo begins. Not the Switch. Not Mario. Not the gray Famicom that smells like 1983 when you blow into the cartridge. Here, 12 months of flowers pressed onto layered washi-style stock in a Kyoto workshop that opened its doors in 1889 and astonishingly never stopped. De Dorio is the grail of provenance, and the strange, lovely thing about it is that you can afford it. Most grails punish you for wanting them. This one asks for the price of a nice dinner and gives you a century of unbroken craft in return. Let me show you what you are actually holding. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. How is a deck of flower cards Nintendo's actual origin story? On September 23, 1889, a craftsman named Fusajiro Yamauchi opened a small shop in Kyoto to make and sell Hanafuda, handmade Japanese playing cards, under the name Nintendo Kappa. There were no video games. There were no plastics, no silicon, no Hollywood pitch meetings. There was a man, a workshop, and the slow craft of pressing flowers onto layered paper. That company is the same company. The lineage is unbroken. When you hold a De Dorio deck, you are holding the literal product category that funded everything else. The playing cards that paid for the toys, that paid for the arcade experiments, that paid for the home console that changed the world. Founded 1889, Kyoto, as a Hanafuda maker, Hanafuda remained in continuous production through the entire arc. Famicom, NES, Game Boy, Wii, Switch, De Dorio is the line Nintendo still presses today. In 2026, this is what separates a grail from a souvenir. A reproduction would be a tribute. De Dorio is not a tribute. It is the actual thing, still rolling off the same lineage of presses. For a collector who cares about where a company comes from, not the merch, the mero, there is no more honest object in all of gaming. You are not buying a reference to the origin. You are buying the origin. What makes De Dorio the top grade of Nintendo Hanafuda? Nintendo does not make one Hanafuda. It makes a tier list, and De Dorio, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, the great president, sits at the very top. This is the distinction every serious buyer learns first. And it is the single most important thing to get right. The buying guides that collectors actually trust, Steve Bjorg's Hana by Page and the meticulous Fuda Wiki, are unanimous. De Dorio is the premium grade, and the Napoleon on the wrapper label is how you know you are looking at the top line rather than one of Nintendo's cheaper Hanafuda packs. Veteran collectors specifically hunt the De Dorio wrapper. It is not snobbery. It is what the grade buys you in the hand. Thicker layered stock, the cards have heft, a built-up paper sandwich rather than a single thin sheet of glossy lacquered back that catches light like enamel, a slick, slightly water-resistant face engineered for play, not display when people say, Nintendo makes great Hanafuda. This is the deck they are unknowingly describing. The cheaper packs exist, and they are fine for learning. But a grail is about the best expression of a craft. And De Dorio is Nintendo putting its century of card making at full strength. Buy down the ladder and you have Hanafuda. Buy De Dorio and you have the Hanafuda. Why the Napoleon, great president on the wrapper? Open the conversation about Daidoryo and someone will eventually grin and point out the obvious. That is Napoleon Bonaparte on the wrapper, and Napoleon was an emperor, not a president. The name, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, literally means the great president. It is a glorious little historical wink that the brand has carried for over a century, and nobody at Nintendo has ever felt the need to correct it. The choice is pure Meiji-era Japan, a moment when Western iconography signaled prestige, power, and worldliness. Stamping a European strongman on your flagship card line said, in 1889 commercial shorthand, this is the serious deck, the important one. It is branding as confidence. And it stuck so hard that today the wrapper portrait is the authenticity signal. See the Napoleon, great president, label, and you are looking at genuine Daidoryo grade. The grandeur is the point. It telegraphs the top tier before you've even opened the pack. Collectors use the wrapper itself as the first checkpoint when buying. I love this detail more than I can justify. A Kyoto card maker, decades before it would ever touch a transistor, reaching for the most iconic face of European authority it could find and printing it on flowers. What does the lacquered, water-resistant cardstock feel like in play? Here is where Daidoryo stops being a museum piece and becomes a tool. These cards were never meant to sit behind glass. Everything about the build is engineered for the table, for the specific, percussive joy of Kokoi. The face carries a slick, faintly waxy finish. The back is glossy, almost lacquered. Together they do two things the forum veterans will tell you about before anything else. The deck shrugs off spilled tea and sweaty summer hands. The water-resistant surface is fully intentional. And this is the part that gets people, the cards snap. When you slap a matching card down onto the field, the dense layered stock and that slick coating produce a clean, satisfying thwack that cheap cardstock simply cannot make. The thick layered stock is precisely why these feel premium in the hand. There is no flimsiness. No flex. The glossy face back combo is the source of the signature Kokoi slap. Water resistance means this is a deck you actually play with, not when you baby. That tactile authority is the whole argument for buying the top grade. A grail you are afraid to touch is just expensive paper. Daidoryo invites the opposite. It wants to be dealt, shuffled, slapped, and lived with. The lacquer will dull a little over years of play, and honestly, that patina is part of the romance. A well-loved Daidoryo deck looks like what it is, an object that earned its place at the table. Red wrapper versus black wrapper, does it matter? This is the question every first-time buyer asks, and the answer is reassuring. No, not in any way that affects what you're getting. Both the red wrapper and black wrapper Daidoryo decks are the same top grade, same layered stock, same lacquered box, same Napoleon label, same 48 cards. The color is a cosmetic and addition distinction, nothing more. I think of it the way I think of a good knife with two handle colors. The steel is identical. You pick the one that pleases your eye. The cards themselves come with either black or brick red, technically ochre, box and borders, and collectors split fairly evenly on which looks better fanned out on dark wood. Both wrappers equals full Daidoryo premium grade. Neither is better, mechanically choose on aesthetics alone. Black reads sleeker. Red reads warmer and more traditional. The one place color can matter is the secondary market. Sealed vintage examples carry a premium regardless of color. And certain older editions are scarcer, so buy the wrapper that makes you happy to look at it on the shelf. If you are chasing the deck as a collector's object rather than a player's, then condition and sealing matter far more than red versus black. A factory-sealed vintage Daidoryo in either color will always be the more coveted thing. For everyone else, this is the rare grail decision where you genuinely cannot make a wrong choice. Where do you buy a genuine Nintendo Daidoryo deck? This is the section that protects your money, so read it twice. The Hanafuda market is full of bait, generic decks, vintage used packs missing cards, and listings that lean on the word Nintendo without delivering it. The genuine Nintendo origin is the entire collector story, so a non-Nintendo deck is worthless to you no matter how pretty. That is the one I point people to first. The authentic Nintendo listing also surfaces on Amazon, the Black President Japan import. But that path is a third-party import with intermittent stock, fine when it's live, frustrating when it isn't. Prices and availability genuinely move on these, so check the link before you get attached to a number. The separate September 1 US-Canada hike applies to Switch hardware, not the cards, so no US card price change has been announced. The wrapper is your authenticity checkpoint. See the Napoleon, Great President label, confirm 48 cards, buy from a source that names Nintendo plainly, and you're holding the real thing. How do you actually play Koi with them? Daidorio ships with a folded rule sheet, but it's Japanese only, covering Koi and Hacha Hach, 88, so if you can't read it you're effectively on your own. I'd argue learning is part of appreciating the craft anyway, so let me hand you the bones of Koi in English, the canonical two-player flower-matching game these cards exist to play. The deck is 48 cards in 12 suits, one suit per month, each tied to a seasonal flower. Setup: deal 8 cards to each player and lay 8 face-up on the field. On your turn, you match a card from your hand to a field card of the same month, capturing the pair. Then flip one from the deck and capture again if it matches. You build Yaku scoring sets from your captures. The 5 brights Goko, the Boar Deer Butterfly Tree Inoshikacho, the Red Poetry Ribbons Akatan, Animals Tain and Chaff Kasu. When you complete a Yaku you face the title decision, stop and bank your points or call Koi. Come on. To keep playing for a bigger score, calling Koi is the gamble the whole game is named for. Bigger reward, but if your opponent scores first. They take it all, a full match runs 12 rounds. One for each month of the year, which is a poetry I never tire of. The bundled sheet proves Nintendo expects you to play, not just admire. Learn the rules once and the cards transform from a beautiful object into a living tradition you can hand across a table. That is the difference between owning a grail and using one. Why is the cheapest grail on this list also the most meaningful? I curate a lot of expensive things. Lacquered boxes, hand-bound games, objects that ask you to save up and then ask again. So believe me when I tell you that Daidorio, at $28, outranks nearly all of them on the only axis that has ever mattered to me. Meaning per gram. Most grails are grails because they are scarce or costly. Daidorio is neither. It is in active production. Nintendo literally revised its Japanese price in 2026, the most mundane possible proof that the presses are still warm. You can have one next week. And yet, there is no object in the gaming world that connects you more directly to a true origin. This is the seed. Everything else, every console, every franchise, every childhood, grew from these flowers. The rarest thing here is not the object. It's the meaning, an unbroken living link to 1889. It is gorgeous in the hand, steeped in Koi lore, and built to be played rather than entombed. It is the grail you buy first and keep longest. A foundation stone for any serious collection. If you are just beginning to chase Japanese craft and lineage, start here. Save the splurges for later. This one humbles them all by costing almost nothing and carrying almost everything. Put it on the shelf where you keep the things that matter. It earns the spot. Final verdict. Daidorio is the rare grail that costs almost nothing and carries almost everything. It's the deck you buy first and keep longest. Confirm the Napoleon Great President wrapper and the 48-card count, sidestep the bait listings, and accept that stock and price move. The 2026 Japanese price revision proves it's still alive on the presses. The bundled rules are Japanese only, so keep an English Koi guide handy. Then put it on the shelf where you keep the things that matter. It earns the spot. Frequently asked questions. Is Daidorio really made by the same Nintendo that makes the Switch? Yes, the very same company. Nintendo was founded in Kyoto in 1889 by Fusajiro Yamauchi as a Hanafuda maker, and the lineage is unbroken straight through to the Switch era. Dei Doryo is the flagship Hanafuda line that company still presses today, which is exactly what makes it a grail of provenance rather than a tribute or reproduction. How much does a genuine Nintendo Dei Doryo deck cost in 2026? Note: Nintendo revised its Japanese Hanafuda pricing in 2026. Japan only, effective May 25, so quoted numbers may rise over time, and there's no announced US-Canada card price change, so check the link before you anchor on a price. Does the red wrapper differ from the black wrapper? Only cosmetically. Both are full Dei Doryo premium grade, same 48 cards, same layered stock, same lacquered box, same Napoleon label. Pick the color you'd rather see on your shelf. The red is technically an ochre/brick red. The one place it matters is the collector secondary market, where sealed vintage examples in either color carry a premium over standard new decks. Why is Napoleon on the wrapper if it's called the Great President? It's a glorious historical quirk that Nintendo has carried for over a century. The name Chinese letter means Great President, yet the portrait is Napoleon Bonaparte, who was an emperor. The choice is pure Meiji-era branding, when Western iconography signaled prestige. Today, the Napoleon Great President label doubles as your authenticity checkpoint for genuine Dei Doryo grade. Do the cards come with instructions? Yes, but with a catch. Dei Doryo ships with a folded rule sheet for Kokoi and Hacha Hacha 88 that's written in Japanese only. If you can't read it, you'll want an English guide. The short version of Kokoi, the canonical two-player game, deal 8 cards each plus 8 to the field match by month, build scoring sets, yaku, and decide each round whether to bank your points or call Kokoi to gamble for more. A full match runs 12 rounds, one per month of the year. How do I avoid buying a fake or incomplete deck? Buy genuine current production, 48-card Nintendo Dei Doryo from a source that names Nintendo plainly, JINEN Store and Steve Bjorg's Hana by Page list trustworthy sellers. The Napoleon Great President wrapper plus a confirmed 48-card count are your two quickest authenticity checks.